Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, warriors, check this out. We've been going on a journey, and I hope you're enjoying this, but we're going to go through all the way to the end. But if you haven't been listening to the podcast, go back to the last Monday, and I'm taking you on a whole journey up into where I'm at today. So where we left off on Monday was I had left Peru, and I came back to the 3T Fitness Center. Now, at this point, we were the 3T Fitness Center. I had tried to launch my 120-day challenge and Warrior Academy type style many times, five times online. They failed multiple times, five times. So here I am. I come back from Peru and I felt this unconditional love, no conditions, this frequency and love and vibration that I've never felt before. So when I come back, I thought that love meant no accountability. So I come back and we have this 6-week challenge thing going on, and I'm just like all love and vibration, and we don't need to hold people accountable, and let's just love everybody and give unconditional love. And so I come back into a very conditional world trying to be unconditional love, and I got fucking smashed. Got really confusing. I started to kind of lose myself. I kind of, not depression, but I felt a little out of sorts, and I was attracting some weird people, and we had some people come into the business that was, it was really interesting. So I attracted some interesting people into the business. And so here we are, we're rolling through the business and we're going along, and I'm trying to figure this out. We're trying to build the fitness company, and I'll fast forward to December 2019, right? Everything's rolling along. The business is starting to take off in regards to fitness, right? We're starting to see some nice profitability, and then I start to get paid. I'm like, yes, this is awesome. I'm finally getting paid. By this time, I'm separated now. I'm living with my parents. I was struggling financially. So I left out a part about me getting divorced. I was going through a divorce. So during that divorce time, I mean, I was losing. Obviously, when you get divorced, you separate assets. It was hard for both of us financially. So it wasn't like one person won or anything. It was pretty amicable. And it just, the divorce was, divorces are ugly financially, spiritually, all that stuff. So I'm going broke, completely going broke. And we start to see this kind of like a little bit. Now I'm living with my parents at this point. I've lost all my money at this point. And we're starting to like really see some reprieve. I'm like, oh my God, business is starting to take off. So we roll into January 2020. Things are taking off. We're seeing more income than we've ever seen before. February is fantastic. And then all of a sudden, March 2020, boom, coronavirus hits. Holy fuck. Everything spins out of control. All of a sudden, they shut the gyms down. People are freaked out. We lose 10 clients and then 20 clients. Next thing you know, we lose about, well, obviously we shut the gym down. 100% of our clients had to leave. So 10 people would cancel, then 3 people, and then it'd be 10. Then it was like 3-4 people a day. So we went from like, I think 188 clients down to like 100 and then down to 70. So we basically lost 78% of our revenue. So right when everything was taking off. Now hear me in these stories, because what comes as a challenge actually is a setback for a comeback of a lifetime. And everything is happening for you and nothing is happening to you. This was happening for me, not to me, because it was telling me that I am a warrior coach. I am a foundational teacher. What I do is I go out, I learn, I build safety, I build a foundation, and then I teach. So what I didn't know is that God was taking me through the foundation building to be able to teach other people. So here I am living with my parents now. We're starting to build this wealth, and all of a sudden, boom, it gets taken away. Well, good thing is I started investing in cryptocurrency during this time. Okay, I don't remember when the first YouTube video was, but I found the 5 coins to 5 million. I started getting interested in cryptocurrency. I started investing. I was getting my shit together. I was studying billionaires, and I was doing this all on my own as a hobby. I wasn't really talking to anybody about it. And thank God, God had divinely directed me to cryptocurrency, and I started investing in a speculative asset. And then somebody walked into the facility and said, hey, have you heard of XRP? And I'm like, no, I haven't heard X. So I look and it's Phoenix Rising from the Ashes. And I was like, holy shit. Remember, I spent 12 years in banking. I was like, if we had this in the banking system, if we had this in the bank, it would have completely changed the model. So I dove into XRP and I don't know what video I did. I just started to, God directed me and said, give them what they want and then show them what they need. That's the message that I got, divinely directed. So I don't remember what my first video was, but I started to break down the elites and the fraudulent banking system. And next thing you know, 10 views, 20 views, 30 views. And my daughter at the same time says, Dad, we got to get on TikTok. This is all divinely directed. So now the business is shut down. We lost 78% of our revenue. Everything is falling apart, supposedly, right? Well, another thing happened on March 24th. March 24th, my birthday. We're sitting there. Kevin and I were talking about, what are we? Are we a gym? Are we a Warrior Academy? And Tom and Rebecca come walking in. As we're talking about this, can't make this shit up. Tom and Rebecca come walking in with a warrior fucking helmet for my birthday. I'm like, we're a fucking Warrior Academy. So we made this mental shift that we are a Warrior Academy. So I decided to start to teach the very things that I was doing to become a warrior in a modern day society through unconditional love and complete authenticity. So my daughter at the same time was like, Dad, you got to get on TikTok. We should jump on TikTok. So it started to build our relationship. We started doing TikTok videos to have fun together. And then I started sharing my story of my drug addiction, of losing everything three times, living on my mom's couch, and how I was building myself up to generational wealth and freedom through following these steps. And all of a sudden, 10,000 views, 20,000 views. Now, remember, at this point, I had like 300 followers on my personal Instagram, 300 on YouTube, and maybe 54 on TikTok. We went from 30,000 to 40,000 to 100,000. YouTube went from 5,000 to 10,000 to 20,000. Well, as we sit right now, we're sitting at 1 million followers on TikTok, 85,000 on YouTube, 42,000 on Instagram. We've been featured in 17 publications worldwide about building a seven-figure company, boom, building a second seven-figure company, five-figure companies, and having nine equity in nine companies now. I built a generational wealth-building portfolio that is going to change my family's life. But what is the story all about? It's about continuing to follow your path, managing through resistance, continuing to follow your path, staying disciplined. I never broke my patterns, ever. I followed the same pattern every single day, no matter what the fuck other people were doing. I didn't give a shit what you were doing. I didn't give a shit if you were making fun of me about living on my mom's couch. I did the same behaviors on a daily basis, reprogramming my subconscious mind to wealth, to abundance, to light, to love. And lo and behold, step by step, faith, minute by minute, faith by faith, God directed me to where I'm at today. So during the coronavirus, we actually went from losing our business to building a worldwide company. But it wasn't the fact that it happened overnight. It was the fact that for 3 years since 2017, I never fucking gave up. I never, ever gave up. I kept moving forward. Every step I made was one step further to where we're at today. So as we go through this journey, and I'll just fast forward to now, because then we'll kind of just change it up as we go Wednesday on here. But where are we sitting at now, right? So I have nine companies now. I'm financially free. I have passive income 24 hours a day. We make about $140,000 a month. That's the businesses, right? So I have my Freedom Asset Management Group that is now generating about $30,000 a month. And so that's one business is about anywhere in between. It goes back and forth. Let's say average of $125,000 a month for one business. My Freedom Asset has already hit its first. So it's already well over a six-figure company. So I think we're going to hit $22,000 our first month, and we're going to hit $30,000 this month. So that'll be a $300,000 business. That's the one that's going to hit $1 million by the end of this year, I guarantee you. I got 2 5-figure companies, and all the rest are about to launch and have the potential to be $1 million companies, right? So what is this story? What is this? And now here's the thing. Remember the story of me becoming a warrior. A warrior is unconditional love. A warrior is not out a superhero to save other people. What happened and what changed inside of me is I thought I was here to teach people how to live their lives. What changed inside of me is I learned how to live my life. I learned how to be me, the true me. I found myself. And when I found myself, everybody found me. But when I was looking for everybody and trying to tell everybody who I was, I couldn't find anybody. Let me repeat that. When I found myself, everybody magnetized to me. But when I was trying to tell people and teach people how to live their life, I couldn't find anybody. Because you're not going to find what you are not. You're not going to teach what you are not. You can't go out there and be a fucking false prophet. So you got to be careful what people post. Trust me, I've seen this personally in my own life. What people post on social media, 99% of them are not doing it. They're full of shit. Completely full of shit. They play a fucking character. And what you got to do is you got to get deep. You got to look into their eyes. You got to test them. And how do you test them? It's through your own discipline. So who am I today? I'm a very disciplined individual. I wake up at 2:50 every single morning. I do my Christ consciousness meditation for 5 minutes. As soon as I get my boogers wiped out of my eyes, I wait about an hour to drink my coffee. During that time, I'm getting my supplements taken in. I'm listening to the Way of the Mastery, which is my connection to Jesus Christ and the story of Jesus Christ and the way that I like to understand it. On my way to work, I'm listening to high vibrational music in Treble Hall or Way of the Mastery. I get here about 3:30 in the morning. I do a YouTube video. I do a TikTok video, an Instagram video, a podcast. And by the time I train people at 5:15 to 6:15, and by most people woken up at 7 o'clock in the morning, I've done more than most people do in a week. I work my ass off until about 2 o'clock, and then I head out and I'm present with my children. From 2 to 7, I'm present with my children. I'm a single dad. I shouldn't say I'm a single dad. I'm a dad. Single dad is a definition which creates a condition. So I'm a dad. Okay. And I'm a proud dad, and I take care of my kids, and I feed them dinner, and I do my son's homework with them, and I get them ready for bed. I get them all nice and squeaky clean when his mom picks them up. And then I go into research. And then before bed, now I'm doing my gateway meditation, which is the CIA meditation, which they do with the CIA people to reprogram their brain, to bring the hemisync, to bring the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere of the brain together. And now I'm mastering my food once again. I'm getting back into my food mastery. And now I'm becoming powerful beyond measure. And I'm not trying to tell any of you to do any of that, but I'm just telling you who I am and why I'm attracting this and why I will be a worldwide creator and influencer, because people are magnetizing to me that I don't have to influence anybody besides myself. So remember when I went to Peru and he was asking me what a warrior was? It was all outward reflection. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. But I wasn't truly who I was supposed to be. And then when I became and I embodied and I lived and breathed it, I don't have to chase anything anymore. I don't have to ask for likes or comments. I don't have to get people to follow me. I just project me. So the question I have for you as you went through this journey with me is, who are you and who do you want to be known for? As you head to the end of your life, what do you want to be known for? What will people say about you at your funeral? Are you happy with the legacy that you're going to leave for your family right now? And if not, make a fucking decision right now to change it. Nobody's stopping you. And hopefully me taking you through that whole story and that whole journey will help you. I was a drug addict 16 years ago in crack houses, taking massive amounts of opiates. I attempted suicide on December 18th, 2006. So if I can do it, you can do it. I'm a guy who can barely spell, struggles to spell, struggles to do math. But what I won't do is I will never give up. I will never stop using the ability that God gave me to walk, to talk, to think, to inspire others through my actions, not through my words, through my actions. So thank you for going on this journey. We'll get back to the normal podcast Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But I love you guys. I really, really freaking love you. I love you unconditionally. And I ask that you do the same, because everything you put expectations on will be completely shattered. But everything you put on intentions on will always be in love. Appreciate you. I love you. As we always say, warriors, rise. If you'd like to join the ecosystem that I created through this story, click the link down below to join the Warrior Academy.